one issue at the end of life, the overuse of antipsychotic drugs in nursing homes. Those drugs are used to curb the challenging symptoms of Alzheimer's and other types of dementia, but the FDA says the drugs can be lethal to the very patients they're meant to treat. Now, a study in the British Medical Journal finds that antipsychotics are much less effective than treatments that don't use drugs. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The study examined more than two decades worth of clinical trials of drug and non-drug treatments for curbing anxiety, wandering, and other behaviors that go along with dementia. Actually, University of Michigan psychiatry professor Helen Kales, the lead author of the study, doesn't really like the term non-drug treatment.
Because it's named for what it isn't.
Better terms would be behavioral or environmental therapy. The treatments that work are the ones that train caregivers
to look for the triggers of the symptoms. And when they see the triggers, they train them to manage them.
Kale's study shows antipsychotic drugs to be only about half as effective as non-drug interventions. Antipsychotics can be useful in emergency situations, she says, but their risk of deadly side effects increases over time.
The number of people that would die if they took the drug over something like a year seems to be in the rate of 10% to 15%.
Kale says healthcare providers use antipsychotics because they haven't been trained in the non-drug approaches, and they're usually not reimbursed for using them. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.